Lord God, it is such a privilege to be in your presence and to gather together in this place, Lord, and be in fellowship with each other and with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come here now, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, with all of your quickening power. Come in the name of Jesus. Come and be among us, Lord God. Somebody needs to hear from you today. I need to hear from you today, Lord God. We need to hear from you in your own way as you speak to each and every one of us individually, as you speak to our hearts and to our spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And take hold of me to preach and put me under submission to your holy will. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. And today my sermon title is To Walk Wisely. And as you could see from the picture on the overhead, it is the thematic scripture is from Ephesians, right? The thematic scripture for the sermon today is from Ephesians. He says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. And how true that is, right? To walk, what does it mean to walk wisely, right? To walk wisely says that you are to walk with experience, right? Your person who walks wisely shows experience and knowledge and good judgment, right? Shows experience, knowledge, and good judgment. And that's why oftentimes with the older folks, when we have older family members, mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles who have been with the Lord, who have been journeying with the Lord, we sit at their feet and we want to hear what they have to say. Amen? Because they have good judgment. Because they have had the experience and the knowledge. Right? And we want them to, we believe that we know, and the young folks think that they know, and they know everything, and they may know a lot more than we do about the technology and so on, but a lot of things we learn and know about comes through living. Isn't that true? Right, folks are older. Comes through living, that we are better, there are things I know now that I did not know then, right, that I wouldn't do now, because I know better. Right? Mistakes that I made, and I know Ricky has a whole book of mistakes that he has made, because he has shown it to me. And he told me that was just a couple of pages. And so, you know, we all, and I have my own book, right, that things we have done, and we said, why did I ever do that? And why was that so important to me, right? And that's why young folks have to oftentimes listen sometimes to the older folks and your parents and so on, who are godly parents and all, because what? They know something, right? Not because we were so good when we were young, because we learned through our own what? Mistakes. We learned, right, through our own ups and downs and trials to walk wisely. Amen? And so I want to start with this reflection, as today we look at walk wisely. Right? Today, how do we walk wisely with the Lord? And this is a very good reflection, and it's a true story. It says, a prodigal brings Christ home. And it goes, my son called, the writer says, through years of drug abuse, Scott had stolen from our family, manipulated us, and failed us. It had been a relief not to hear from him for 2 years. Can you imagine a parent not hearing from their child, and it was a relief because it was so hard? Scott told me he had been through a rehabilitation program a year and a half ago that provided something no other had offered. He said, I met Jesus. I have been forgiven for my past. I want to ask you and Mom to forgive me too. He said he was now helping other addicts get straightened out. I was torn between hope and cynicism, the parent says. The well-groomed, bright-eyed young man who arrived at the airport looked like a stranger. In the days that followed, Scott told how in the midst of a drug withdrawal, he had seen a vision of Jesus Christ on the cross and cried out to him for help. His withdrawal symptoms ended instantly. That experience led him to a church. I asked Jesus to be my Lord, Scott says, as he quietly explained it, and my life hasn't been the same since. The change in Scott was so dramatic for my wife and me to ignore. Today, Jesus has given us the same new life he gave our prodigal son. That meant the mother and father, their life was not all that together either. And that prodigal son, that boy, accepting Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior when he was in a drug-addicted state. And Jesus would show up for him. Thanks be to God. And friends, Jesus continues to show up for us in our own situation and in our own circumstance. I think of all the parents who are praying, who have lost their sons and daughters to drug addiction and other things because they couldn't turn around. Or, you know, they got so sick and they got lost. But thanks be to God for those who are able to what? To be healed both medically and spiritually. Because God said, not now. You have more time to be here. And Jesus showed up for them. One writer says, watch how you walk. As a child of God, you need to be prudent. You cannot simply walk around in this world as if nothing and no one can harm you. You remain extremely vulnerable. The same passions that make you love God may be used by the powers of evil. Friends, I always say, and I say to myself, the devil or Satan always wants to come after those of us who are serving God. Amen? I know that people don't believe there is a devil or Satan, but the Bible wouldn't say it if it's not true. And if there's good, there is evil. That's simple as that. There's never all good. There's good and there's evil. And so what the writer is saying to us, right, we who are believers, we too have to walk what? Watch how we walk. Watch who our friends are. Watch where we hang out. Watch what we watch on TV. I get caught in that sometimes. I'm watching a program and I thought, this is a great little thing. And then something comes up and I says, you know, and it's really a good story. But sometimes it gets so raunchy. They tell you, you know, that it's, you know, if it's on the, I don't have Netflix and all those things. I'm not going to spend money on that. I have no time to watch it. But I was watching something on HBO the other day and it was a movie. And they had said that it had a lot of bad languages, whatever rating they gave it. And I thought, how bad can it be, you know? So I started to watch it, and it really had a great plot. But they were cussing so much, I said, you know what? You just can't watch this. Because it wasn't really edifying my soul. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a prude. You know, I could hear a couple of words and keep moving. But this one was so offensive, I thought, well, the Lord would just not be pleased with me. I didn't even want to watch it anymore. And so we have to watch that, you know, we have to be careful of what we watch, who we hang out with, and what we do. Solomon, in the Old Testament text that we had today, was not read. But Solomon, they say, was a wise king. And do you know why? Because when God came to speak to Solomon, God said to Solomon, ask me what you want. I'll give you anything. Ask. And what did Solomon do? And Solomon, as God said to him, ask what I should give you. And Solomon began to speak about all the great things. And then he said to the Lord, give me wisdom. Let me be wise. Give me a discerning spirit. Right? Let me understand how to live and how to understand the will of God. Amen? Amen. Give me wisdom, God. I want to say to the young people and grown-ups, everything we're doing as Christians, we need to supposed to ask God, is this from you, God? Our jobs, our careers, marriages, relationships, is this from you? And I'll give you, as I get down, I'm going to give you a little story. It may make you laugh, but it's a true story. Psalm 111 says, there's a psalm for today. It's in the back of your hymnal, I believe. He says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. It's praise endures forever. The fear of the Lord, when we begin to fear God, we don't mean fearing God as because we can't talk to God. We mean a reverential fear, to know that God is awesome, God is creator. It's the beginning of wisdom, friends. Beginning of wisdom. Right? And so we want to have wisdom. We want to be wise. And then Jesus said in the gospel narrative, he continues to talk about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, making the point, he doesn't mean physically, he means to take him on, because he says in verse 56, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them.
Amen.
Jesus is saying, abide in me. It's not the eating of the flesh. I know in the gospel, it wasn't a cannibal. It's not cannibalism. He was saying, if you take me in my fullness, if you accept me as your Lord and Savior, I will abide in you if you what? Abide in me. And that is the first point in walking wisely, is to abide in Jesus Christ. To abide in him. To say yes to him, to ask him to come into your life at any time. Right this moment as I'm speaking, is there somebody under the sound of my voice who's not accepted Jesus Christ? Our religion as Christians don't ask you to cut off a chicken head and have blood run out of it. We don't ask you to jump over a building. We ask you to make what? A confession and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's what it is, to begin to walk wisely. And so the next point is, it says, therefore, be careful how you walk. Be careful how you walk. The Christian's walk is one that is given, must be given careful consideration. You know, some of us used to hang out in the bars. Nobody here. Other people that I know. You know, used to hang out in the bars and drink and carry on, and there comes a point we have to say, I cannot do that anymore because I'm consuming things that I should not, or I can't handle it. And I don't let anybody say that I'm telling them they can't drink a glass of wine or whatever they want to do. There's a difference of doing that and being drunk, right? That's what Paul is talking about, right? So the Christian walk, it must be given careful consideration. It is one that is to be the outgrowth of thought, of purpose, of deliberate and disciplined action. Can I do this? Must I not do this? What should I do? Amen? Next point, not as unwise people, but as wise people. Paul says we should walk not as unwise, not be crazy, unwise, not knowing, but as wise people. To walk carefully is to walk as those who are wise. To otherwise is to walk unwisely. We see it in the scripture, and Paul is talking about what? Not human wisdom, he's talking about divine wisdom. Divine wisdom is contrasted with mere human wisdom. But Paul here is speaking about seeking the wisdom of God. Now I want to tell you a story about seeking the wisdom of God, right? Seeking and being wise. And this is a light story, but I'm going to let you, want you to hear this. You'll make the point. So when I was an AME, an African Methodist Episcopalian, There's a pastor, wonderful pastor, Floyd H. Flake, and he gave this story about this Christian woman. It's a big congregation, right? And they worship 2,000, 3,000 and so on a Sunday. But anyway, not now with COVID. My daughter attends that church. And so they would make an altar call or prayer time, right? And folks would come to the altar. And this young lady would come to the altar, and she wasn't being wise, and she would be praying. When the pastor came to her, normally the pastor would come and ask you, what can I pray for? Are you in need? And there you'd say that, right? You're sick. And she said, to the pastor, Pastor Flake, Reverend Flake, I'll just use a name. Nobody here is called Harry, right? Okay. And she said, Lord, give me Harry. I want Harry for my husband. She want Harry. She's not asking God to guide her. She wanted Harry. And every week she'd come to the altar and she would be asking for Harry. She want her husband and she want Harry. The pastor finally said, he started saying to God, every week she was there, week after week for several months. And he said, he started saying, God, why don't you just give her Harry? Please just give her Harry so she stopped coming. Because she'd be asking for Harry. I got to get Harry. God was showing her Tommy, but she wanted Harry. So Pastor Flake says, finally says, God, give her Harry. You got to give her Harry because she's driving me crazy. Well, months went by of her asking for Harry, and she got Harry. And she got married to Harry. Well, Harry wasn't what she thought Harry was. And Pastor Flake says it wasn't 2 months into the marriage. She was back at the altar and she says, God, why did you give me Harry? Why did you give me Harry, God? Why, God, why did you do this to me? So God had been saying, take time. She wasn't asking God, is it Harry or Tommy or whatever, whomever, oh God, send me the right person. Amen? Send me the right person. God, you know me. I am desiring your will. We must seek to desire God's will. So do not be unwise, but be wise, friends. That's why I stop asking. I stop asking for God to give me Harry or Tommy or whomever. I'm just trusting in the Lord because our Lord already had given me Eddie. Right? And so here it is. You got to be wise in the Lord. Wise when you're asking. Ask for divine wisdom. And how often you've seen it. I have a person that I know who was so gung-ho, another young lady, to marry this guy. And I did not feel like that was the right thing. And they asked my opinion, and I said, I don't think that's the right match. I don't think that's going to work. And they're grown people. Well, come to find out, thanks be to God, she didn't get married. She found out that he wasn't the right person. Because she was seeking the Lord, seeking wisdom. Right? Okay, so we have to seek wisdom. And young people, sometimes when your parents say, give you an advice, sometimes mom and dad, you say that you're nosy, but it's not all the time you're nosy. Sometimes they can see and they'll say, Jane, I don't think that's the right move. Sometimes you need to get down on your knees and ask God. Amen?
Amen.
Ask God. Listen to them and ask God. Next point, he says, so then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. That is the hardest point. Right? To understand what the will of the Lord is. You know why? Because if you're not in God's word, if you're not in Bible study, in church, reading God's word, and in prayer, you'll never know the will of God. How are we going to know the will of God? We've got to read God's word. We've got to be in prayer. We've got to be in relationship with God. We've got to be in church to know the will of God. And you know, friends, sometimes in your gut, you know that what? It is not right. We call it what? Sometimes we say woman intuition, don't we? But men are men intuition. You know, sometimes deep inside, this is not right. This is not what God wants me to do. And then we go ahead and we do it, and then we bear the consequences. Right? God will never take away the consequences, but He will be with us when we call on Him. Amen?
Amen.
Walking wisely, you must walk it according to God's word and according to His will. And then Paul says, as I bring it to a close, Paul says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is what? And that will just mess up your life. But be filled with the Spirit. Paul didn't say not to have wine because they were Mediterranean people. Mesopotamian, you know, Turkey area. They had a wine for with their meals. But he said, don't get drunk, because we know when we get drunk what happens. We do foolish things. Many years ago when I was young, married younger, we used to go to parties. Now I just come to church. And there was this one woman in the party, I'm now confessing, anytime she got drunk, she would cry. She would drink and drink, and sometimes the liquor make people what? And she would tell a whole story to everybody. And the next day, she wouldn't remember. She would just, everybody in the party, she'd just be, and these, Christine, were Jamaican parties. They would go all night. They start at 12 and they don't finish till 4 in the morning. And she would just get, and the next day she would be so ashamed. Because you are not wise. When you get drunk, you're not wise. That's what Paul is saying. Right? Turn the liquor over. You're not wise. And then he says as he ends, speaking to one another in the psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Right? We come to church and when we hear the songs, it touches our heart, and then we feel, we know we're in the presence of God. And then he says, and always, always giving thanks for all the things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father. He says, always giving thanks. And that is walking wisely, to give thanks to God always. As the songwriter says, be thou my vision, oh, Lord, my heart. We must ask God to be our vision. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or night, walking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my vision, God Almighty. Be thou my wisdom. Be thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Born of thy love, thy child may I be, thou in me dwelling, and I one with thee. That's the abiding. We ask God to be my wisdom, right? And to be my vision. Lead me as a Christian, Lord. Show me. And do we fall short? Yes. Do we fall down? Yes. But we could get up. And Jesus is always there with his arms wide open. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he says, when he asks for forgiveness, he will throw our sins as far as the east is from the west. That's how far our transgression will be. And he'll never remember our sins. Thanks be to God for the faithfulness of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Amen. And so we thank God today, and I pray that you will walk wisely. I'm going to try to walk wisely, more than before, with the Lord. Amen.